Tahiru wa Torufa.
When we're all singing our favorite song, the sun will come out no matter what the wind blows, cause everybody's singing along, and life is so much better when friends sing together.
Kia ora, and welcome to Mo Makes Music, coming to you from Mo's Treehouse on Mount Moyo in the Coromandel. And right now, you're listening to Mo, Ko Mohio Te Maunga. Ko Mohio Te Huiua.
Hey, Mo.
Oh, hey, Fern.
Ooh, you look tired. What's up, Buttercup?
Oh, Teddy wouldn't go to sleep last night, so that meant Mo didn't get much sleep either.
Oh, right, Teddy. We haven't mentioned him much lately.
Yeah, he's not great for radio.
Hmm.
And he's not great for sleeping either.
Well, what did you do to try and get Teddy to sleep?
Oh, well, Mo sang Teddy a lullaby.
Huh, weird. That should have worked. Well, let me hear it.
Okay. And a tahiru wa torufa. Go to sleep, Teddy. Time to go to bed. Go to sleep, Teddy. Rest your weary head.
Mo. I'm not sure that's a very good lullaby.
Why not? Are the lyrics too challenging?
No, I managed to understand them. I just think it might have been a bit loud.
Well, of course it was. Mo wanted to make sure Teddy heard it. How's the lullaby supposed to work if Teddy can't hear it?
Yeah, okay. So the thing is...
Oh, sorry, Fern. It'll have to wait. Mo's musical guest is here.
Oh, who is it today?
It's Jess Hinden. Oh, she's an amazing violinist. Would you mind checking on Teddy for Mo? He seemed a little grumpy before.
No problemo, Mo. Laters.
Oh, thanks, Fern. Come in!
Hello.
Oh, Jess, come in.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Well, thank you for coming to Mo's Treehouse today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, where did you come from today?
I came from a place called Otara.
Oh, right, in Auckland.
Yes.
Yeah, Tamaki Makaurau. Oh, yeah, I've almost been there. It's a great place. Oh, and did you bring your violin with you, your wairangi?
I did, actually. Absolutely.
Oh, there it is. Oh, so beautiful. Oh, how long have you been playing the violin?
Oh, let me think. Maybe 37 years?
Whoa! Seriously?
I think so.
Well, you don't look a day over 21.
You're awesome, Mo.
Bit of a charmer. Well, if you've been playing that long, you must be pretty good at the violin.
Oh, I know a few things.
You got some skills?
Maybe one or two.
Oh, well, Mo would really love to hear you play the violin, Jess. Would you mind playing something for Mo?
Sure. What would you like to hear?
Well, how about just something simple to start with?
Cool. How about this?
Oh, that was cool. What was that called?
That was called an arpeggio.
Arpeggio? Oh, there's someone at the door. Sorry about this, Jess. Come in!
How are you doing today?
Oh, good, thanks. What's your name?
My name is Arpeggio.
Oh, hey, Arpeggio. Nice to meet you. Mo's just in the middle of an interview right now.
Okay, I will be leaving right now.
Okay, see ya. Sorry about that, Jess. What do you love about the violin?
Well, I love that it can play sad music when you're feeling sad. It can be really happy if you're feeling really happy. And if you're feeling a little bit cheeky, it can sound a little bit cheeky. And it just suits all the moods, and I love it.
Oh, so it's got a really big range.
It does have a really big range. It can be very high and very low.
Oh, Mo can also do that. Mo can talk up here, and then Mo can talk down here.
Mo's very clever.
Mo would love to hear some more violin, if you wouldn't mind playing.
Of course.
Jess, what are you doing? Oh, that sounds scary. Oh, it feels like Mo's in a scary movie.
Well, that's what I said. The violin can play all the emotions. And if you play it fast and hard like that, then I guess it does sound a little bit scary.
Oh.
But also, if you play it really gently and smoothly and softly, it can sound super pretty.
Well, that makes sense now. You'll never believe this, Jess, but just before, Mo was playing a lullaby to Mo's Teddy, but Mo was playing the ukulele quite fast and quite hard, and it wasn't working.
Well, that does make sense, Mo. If you want to put him to sleep, you need to play a lullaby, and it should maybe sound a little bit more like this.
Oh, wow, this is so lovely.
Mo. Mo.
What? Oh, sorry, Jess. They were so beautiful, Mo actually fell asleep. Yeah. Mo had a moi on Mount Moiho. Well, Mo wishes Mo could play Teddy something like that, but when Mo plays the ukulele, Mo doesn't have a bow like you have with the violin.
Well, actually, Mo, sometimes we don't use the bow on the violin.
Really?
We use our fingers to pluck the strings really gently.
So what's it called when you play like that?
That is called pizzicato.
Oh, sorry about this, Jess. Come in.
Here is the pizza for you.
We didn't order a pizza up here, Joe. We were just talking about pizzicato.
Okay, I will be leaving right now.
See ya.
It's such a lovely day.
Sorry again about that, Jess. Mo thinks we might have the answer. If Mo plays Mo's ukulele, pizzicato, and nice and gentle, then Teddy might go to sleep.
Absolutely. You're going to do great.
Oh, thank you so much for your help, Jess.
No problem. Well, I better be getting back to Otara. Bye!
See you later! Well, she knows how to make an exit.
Hey, Mo.
Oh, hey, Fern.
How did that go?
Oh, really great. Mo actually learned a lot. How's Teddy?
Oh, still not sleeping.
Oh, dear. Well, time for a lullaby then.
Ah, yeah. About that lullaby of yours.
Oh, it's okay, Fern. Mo thinks Mo has it sorted. Mo will just grab Mo's ukulele.
And I'll just grab some earplugs.
Actually, Fern, Mo needs your help. Mo is going to play a new lullaby, and Mo wonders if you could sing it.
I'd love to sing it. Oh, are these the lyrics?
Yeah, that's Mo's poetry book.
I didn't know you wrote poems. What's this one with the hearts on it? Hair of fire, wings of desire.
That one's about Frank.
Okay.
Anyway, this one should work for the lullaby. Where's Teddy?
He's on his bed.
Oh, there you are. Oh, hey, Teddy. Oh, it's time to go to sleep now. You ready, Fern?
Yeah.
Okay. And toru fa.
Drift away, counting sheep. Don't worry, there's nothing to fear. You're always safe, I'm always here. You're always safe, I'm always here. You're always safe, I'm always here.
Really loud had something to do with it.
Now Mo has to play the lullaby again. Mo's exhausted. Oh well, here goes. toru, fa.
Where'd you stop, Mo? Oh, he's asleep. Well, that's all the time we have for Mo Makes Music today. Until next time, ka kite anō.
Wait, don't finish the show. I haven't been in it yet.
Ooh. Me neither. What can we do?
You can both say goodbye.
Ugh, yeah, I suppose that'll have to do. All right, bye, everyone.
Sorry, Gilbert, you need to speak up. I didn't hear a word you said.
Quiet, Frank!
Keep it down, you two. Mo's trying to sleep. Hooroo, everyone.
Mo Makes Music is a pop-up workshop production for RNZ Storytime, made possible by the RNZ New Zealand On Air Innovation Fund.